The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE. The darknet crackdown has expanded. Last night we talked about the Silk Road 2.0. It was taken down. The alleged operator, Blake Benthal, I believe was his name, has been arrested, charged with supposed crimes, which of course none of them have a victim. And these supposed crimes will possibly put him in prison for the rest of his life. Turns out there was more to the takedown than that. Also, for those of you just tuning in, we've been talking quite a bit about the crackdown against people feeding homeless folks or feeding anyone in public parks. That crackdown is currently happening in Fort Lauderdale, but it's also been known to happen just about anywhere else. It's a fairly large city. So you're welcome to comment on that still if you would like to add into the discussion. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Ellen.
And Daryl.
And Wired.com reporting on the latest from the crackdown here worldwide, a global web crackdown called Operation Onimus. It first came to light yesterday. It looked like a targeted strike against a few high-value targets to the dark web drug trade. Now the full scope of that international law enforcement crackdown has been revealed, and it's a scorched earth purge of the internet underground. On Friday, the European police agency Europol, along with the FBI and Department of Homeland Security, announced that the operation has now arrested 17 people in as many countries and seized hundreds of dark web domains associated with well over a dozen black market websites. In addition to the takedowns of drug markets Silk Road 2, Cloud 9, and Hydra revealed on Thursday, it's also busted contraband markets like Pandora, Blue Sky, Topics, Flugsvamp, Cannabis Road, and Black Markets. Other takedown targets included money laundering sites like Cash Machine, Cash Flow, Golden Nugget, and Fast Cash. And most of these I've never even heard of before. And agents have taken from criminal suspects more than $1 million worth of Bitcoin, $250,000 in cash, as well as an assortment of computers, drugs, gold, silver, and weapons that they had yet to fully catalog.
Gold and silver. See, that proves the conspiracy from earlier. The feds and the central banks are behind the gold and silver, because why else would that be sold on the dark net unless they were trying to avoid being connected to the central banks?
Maybe the banks are behind the dark net.
I'm just surprised at the amount of wealth that is like disappearing because of this.
Oh,
and
no,
also,
it won't be disappearing. It'll be going to the hands of the federal agents.
And then at some point, they'll have to auction it off.
Yeah.
But what new websites are going to spring up because of this? I mean, when the first Silk Road was shut down, there was a huge rebound from that.
Mm-hmm.
And, Silk Road 2.0, although it's a more familiar name, so of course people are going to use that more, but I'm sure that there's going to be many other websites now because of this.
Right now on the Agora site, there's the site called Agora Marketplace. I see there are 12,900 listings for drugs, counterfeits, 500 plus listings, forgeries, 200 plus, jewelry, 100 plus, tobacco, 200, services, 400, weapons, 100, electronics, 100. So there's plenty of listings on there. In fact, Agora Marketplace has been going strong since last year, and they are one of the sites that is still online. So I imagine that quite a bit of business is going to be shuffling over there, likely as we speak. But apparently this crackdown was much larger than initially it had appeared to be, and all the agency says it seized 414 of the .onion domains. Now, we were talking about this darknet, as it's called. That is, the .onion is an indicator. When you see a .onion, so you know the HTTP :// and then whatever, .com, well, .onion shows you that it's one of these hidden sites. So if you see a .onion and you try clicking on it with your regular web browser, it won't work. you have to have the special Tor browser to be able to access these sites. Now, the big obvious question here, and I believe Wired addresses it to some extent here in a moment, but the big question is, how are these federal agencies finding out the locations of these websites? It's one thing to take down one site in a year, but to take down 414 of them? What are they doing? There must be some sort of backdoor. Have they cracked into the Tor project?
Well, Brian Sovereign has been saying for a while that Tor is not as secure as it once was or as secure as it could be.
Mm.
So the way Tor probably functions is just bouncing IP addresses around, right?
That's the way to describe it, as I understand it.
That's the way traceable. The nodes work. There's nodes, and then there's the network, and then there's the relays, and...
It's pretty complicated, but yeah, you're essentially obscuring people's locations by bouncing the traffic to multiple locations. But that's a very simplified version of what's going on, right?
Right, well, I'm not claiming to be an expert on the topic.
Me neither. So I know somebody out there is listening, shouting at their radio, that's not how it works!
Most of what I know about how Tor works... I learned from listening to Private Manning explain how Tor works when there was the hearing on, it was before the trial began, but there was the hearing and Private Manning was giving an explanation of why and how the various things were done of documents being leaked to WikiLeaks, and there was a fairly good explanation of the Onion router in like the 30-minute speech that was given.
Now, it's hard to even imagine that there were 414 active domains that were available on the deep web for buying and selling drugs and things like that. I don't know what they mean when they say they've seized 414.onion domains. That could mean a variety of different things.
Right, because each one of the sites could have had 5 or 10 different domains.
It could have, yeah. And or maybe they took down a server that was serving out a bunch of different domains that,
right.
You know, maybe some of them had to do with these black markets, maybe others didn't, but they just took the whole thing down. So where they get that number from, I don't know, but it's interesting that they've only arrested 17 people. So they've taken down 414 domains. Presumably there would be more than 17 people involved in operating those domains. So
right. Well, as you said earlier, one of the weakest links are just the humans that run it. So perhaps it was something to do with communications between, you know, people who are trusted that shouldn't have been.
Absolutely, that could be the case. We don't know what the individual stories are and whether or not, you know, who these 17 people are and which sites they were involved with. We don't know. And it'll, of course, be tragic if there are some people out there who, you know, who are running these underground drug sites that don't get the same level of attention that Ross Ulbricht or now Blake Benthal do, and yet they're still facing similar criminal charges. Because I think, you know, these guys are doing, I think they're doing a service for humanity by running these sites. They're helping move black market transactions onto the internet instead of on the streets. And that means that people are going to be safer, that there won't be as much, you know, violent drug transaction happening in reality. They'll be happening anonymously online, which helps protect people. And that helps keep people safe. So by taking down these sites, the feds are just pushing drug transactions back into the streets and making it more dangerous. So they say they've seized 414 of these Onion domains, and the web address is used by the anonymity software Tor that hides the physical locations of those site servers, or at least so we thought. When Wired spoke Thursday night with Trolls, his name is Trolls, T-R-O-E-L-S, Trolls Orting, the head of the European Cybercrime Center. He said his staff hadn't even had time to assemble the full list of sites that it has pulled down in the sprawling operation. He said, quote, one of the primary targets was the Silk Road guy, referring to Blake Benthal, the 26-year-old coder arrested in San Francisco and accused of managing the popular Silk Road 2.0 drug site. But we also decided to see if we could identify more of the administrators of these sites and remove their infrastructure as well. Some moved before we could act, but we've taken most of our targets down. Europol didn't immediately share the details of the 17 arrests related to the operation, but aside from Benthal, they did reveal earlier on Thursday that two individuals had been arrested in Dublin in a large dark web-related drug bust. Just how law enforcement agents were able to locate the dark web sites despite their use of the Tor anonymity software remains a looming mystery. In its criminal complaint against Benthal, or Benthal? No, it's Is it menthol? Oh, yeah, it is menthol. For instance, the FBI agent in the case writes merely that in May of 2014 that they, quote, identified a server located in a foreign country believed to be hosting Silk Road 2.0 at that time, without explaining how they bypassed Tor's protections against identifying locations. So that still we've yet to find out in this case or in the previous Silk Road takedown. We'll tell you more about the expansion of this war against the freedom to buy and sell things on the Internet. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, everyone. I'm Chuck Woolery. After putting a few thousand couples together on Love Connection, you know that nothing kills romance faster than bad breath. Smart Mouth gets at the cause of bad breath without the burn, and you get clean breath for about 12 hours. Other mouthwashes only prevent bad breath for about an hour. Gum and mints, well, they just cover it up. Use Smart Mouth in the morning for great breath all day. Rinse in the evening for clean, kissable breath all night. You can even wake up without morning breath. Smart Mouth, for 12 hours of real clean breath, look for the green box at your favorite store.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial in toll free and bring up anything you want. at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. The global crackdown is continuing on the underground black market websites like Silk Road 2.0. According to the FBI and Europol, they have taken down hundreds of Onion domain names and also have arrested 17 people. They have yet to reveal details on those 17 arrests and those 400-plus Onion domains, so we don't really know exactly who they've hit, but apparently some of the sites that are down include sites like Silk Road 2, Cloud 9, Hydra, Topics, Blue Sky, Pandora, Flugsvamp, Cannabis Road, and Black Market. Of those sites, I've only heard of one or two.
I've heard of Pandora, but I thought it was some music streaming app.
Yeah,
didn't know that they sold drugs.
Pandora's box, I guess that makes sense.
Apparently they have been, yeah, it's a good point. Apparently maybe Pandora's had an unseen wing of their business. Or it had nothing whatsoever to do with the Pandora music.
No, the music was just a cover.
Well, it is.
The music was a prize.
Well, it's expensive to do that music licensing. Maybe they were selling drugs to cover the cost of the music licensing.
You never know.
So toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Don't forget, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. And another great site to check out when you're online is antiwar.com, where they have the answers and the facts and the readership. But what they don't have is a pot of gold, because they're not selling drugs at antiwar.com. The War Machine has the magic of the Federal Reserve's printing press and the mainstream media, but all antiwar.com has is you. They're down to a skeleton crew with minimal pay, and they're committed to keeping their website online with the best of the worst of all of the bad news of the world, but they can't do it for free. They need your help and your donation. Please go to antiwar.com and donate or give them a call today. They do proudly and gladly take Bitcoin. antiwar.com/donate. That's antiwar.com, because war is the health of the state, and the war on drugs continues to go on. This futile, pointless exercise, which just results in more peaceful people like Blake Benthal and the other 16 people that they've arrested here, more peaceful people being put behind bars, and ultimately the drugs won't be stopped. Blake Benthal's site was processing $8 million in transactions every single month. The administrators were pulling down around $400,000 worth of Bitcoin in, you know, fees and profits for them every single month. There's $400,000, you know, even if you divvied it up between you and four operators, $100,000 is, or you and three operators, $100,000 is a decent amount of money to sit around and run a website per month.
So how do I start one of these dot onions?
You better know your stuff is how you start the dot onion. You better be really careful is how you start one of these things up.
And you better not be you. You better be someone else.
You better be someone who knows their programming and knows how to keep a site safe from attack. Because when you're running one of these underground sites, not only are you needing to be concerned about the federal government and them coming in with a SWAT team and kicking in your door and stealing all of your stuff and taking your own body and putting you in a jail cell. Not only do you need to be concerned from an operational security aspect there, but you also have to be concerned about some unscrupulous individuals attacking your site. They know you've got money. They know that as a drug sales site, you're holding on to likely a fairly large cache of bitcoins, and if they can get access to that by hacking your server, then you damn well better believe they're going to try that. So you're constantly under attack running one of these sites.
Right, and the more money is in one place, the less scruples people will have.
Exactly, the more desperate things they'll be willing to try.
That's why you need to open up a car wash and make sure that you rewatch every episode of Breaking Bad.
So they're targeting, again, a lot of people here, Europol, the FBI, Department of Homeland Security. This is an international bust. Dozens of countries involved, over a dozen arrests. And still the big question is, how did they find the location of these servers? Did the feds find a new vulnerability in Tor's well-tested anonymity shield? Or was there a backdoor put in the first place?
Well, is there any way to verify this number? Like,
the number of arrests, or what?
Can we even be sure that there was this many websites taken down?
The only way you'd know is to try to, well, if they release the list, they say they're going to release that information and they just haven't yet. But presuming they release the list, you could go through the list and see if the sites are down.
I'm just thinking perhaps it would be in their interest somehow if they were to exaggerate the number a little bit.
It sounds exaggerated.
To scare people out of it. Like, well, look at all these people who were arrested and caught. You better not think about starting up another one, too.
Just like with, you know, the wars going on in the Middle East, it benefits the U.S. government to undercount the number of civilians that are killed and overcount the number of, you know, quote-unquote suspected terrorists that are killed. That's why they make the definition so vague to where basically any male that could possibly have carried a weapon is now a suspected insurgent.
Let's go to Nathan in Texas on Skype. You're on Free Talk Live. Nathan with Ian, Ellen, and Daryl.
That's great, Daryl. You beat me to the Breaking Bad joke there. So I wanted to talk about weaknesses in the Tor network.
Okay. Go for it.
So there are a couple that have been in the news recently. There was a talk supposedly going to be given by an Alexander Blinken about weaknesses, how that you could easily break Tor. But the talk was mysteriously canceled earlier this year. So there was speculation that maybe their bosses at the university told them not to do it, or, you know, maybe the government wanted them to keep it hush-hush, or for whatever reason, nobody knows. But they claimed to have a technique that could break Tor. And there was just a paper released. The name is Alex Verdukov, and it's called Bitcoin over Tor Isn't a Good Idea. And the claim in this paper is that someone using Bitcoin over Tor could be attacked in that all their traffic could get routed through a single Tor node, and then a man-in-the-middle attack could become possible.
Okay, so yeah, there have been some questions about Tor and its reliability, but it was after that MIT thing that you were talking about that didn't Tor come out and say, yeah, there was a problem, but we've patched it? Isn't that what happened?
Well, the researchers didn't release their technique, I thought, so it would only be their guess that they actually did patch it. And even if they did patch it, they still obviously would have access to that technique for a number of months, and so, you know, during that time, they could have maybe compromised a lot of these sites that they're talking about.
I see what you mean. So that when they had the window of opportunity, they used that to its maximum extent. So even if it was patched and is safe now, if it was vulnerable for 2 months earlier this year, then they could have used that time window to take down these sites.
Exactly. And, you know, the Tor is still an ongoing project. It's still basically in beta, so you should depend on it for your multi-million Walter White empire or anything.
Thanks for the call. Go ahead.
I was going to say, even if you use Tor right now, you know, sometimes you'll get a message that'll say, warning, this site is trying to use a Canvas JavaScript, whatever.
You don't want to turn JavaScript on if you're on Tor. Thanks for the call tonight, Nathan. Appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And I think the Tor browser used to come with JavaScript turned on, so it was vulnerable right out of the box. It's Free Talk Live.
I am so excited. My Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle just arrived. I bought it from Guns80.com. I've wanted an 80% AR-15 ever since my buddy Mark got his. I just had to have one. And when I was on the website at Guns80.com, not only did they have a great deal on the Ghost ARs, but I also found lots of other really cool stuff. And they're 80% specialists. At Guns80.com, they have a great selection of pistol kits and rifle kits. All of them can be legally shipped straight to your front door. 80% lowers and jigs starting at $50. 80% rifle kits, $500. Everything you need to build an AR in your home, all at Guns80.com. Cool part, 100% legal in most states. So, get your AR-15 today. I got mine. Now it's your turn. Go to Guns80.com. I can't wait to get mine built. Get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns, the number 880.com.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You may bring up anything. Just dial in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's the Pro XPN toll-free line, 855-450-3733. Join us online at freetalklive.com, and Free Talk Live is brought to you by Keenvention. Coming up probably tonight, I will be releasing the very first video from Keenvention 2014, the
Woohoo!
Legislative panel. We had some experts at Keenvention talking about how to make a difference in the legislative process in New Hampshire, because in New Hampshire, you actually can have an effect on the legislative process. There's a lot of different ways for you to get involved, either as running as a legislator or, just going up to Concord and testifying on bills. Or, Daryl, as you're doing, you're actually writing bills. You're
yes.
not an elected representative, but you're writing your own bills anyway.
Yes, because somebody had told me that the best way to get a state rep to introduce something is to have a written proposal ready for them, because that way they don't have to think about it.
I totally agree. I mean, if I was just kind of putting myself in the shoes of a state rep, I mean, if I were to somehow magically be elected state rep here in Keene, New Hampshire, which of course is a near impossible thing to achieve, I would still not want, I wouldn't want to quit doing Free Talk Live or whatever.
Right.
So I'd still have all my business responsibilities. And on top of that, I'd have to go to Concord two or three times a week. To go to various different hearings, basically spend all day in Concord for two or three days every single week for a good chunk of the year, like the wintertime months for the most part, the real heavy. So it's like the most difficult time to actually travel. You have to go to Concord
from January to May.
Yeah. And so, you know, I'd still have all my responsibilities. And, man, it would be really difficult to actually have to read and write a bunch of bills and legislation and all that within that time. So if,
well, actually, the period in New Hampshire, the period for filing bills,
mm-hmm.
because they have to be filed before the beginning of the legislative year, it begins Wednesday, November 12th and ends December 5th. So the people that got elected 4 days ago,
they got to have bills ready to roll.
They have to have bills ready to roll.
Wow.
By like 5 days from now.
Yeah, there's no way they're taking time out of their day to write all of these bills.
How can they file a bill if they haven't even been sworn in yet? How does that happen?
Those are the I didn't write the rule. I just told you what it was.
Yeah, okay.
And for the people that say that civil disobedience never accomplishes anything, there's actually been a good bit of civil disobedience that happened on Election Day in New Hampshire.
What does that mean? What happened?
Well, there was a law that went into effect on September 1st that said that it's illegal to post a picture of your ballot online. And a bunch of people did that. I did that. And I even tagged it of I posted this picture in the ballot booth because the...
Did you alert the Attorney General to your civil disobedience?
I did not call him, okay. But I did post Bill Gardner come at me. I even told that to a news reporter for New Hampshire One.
That's the name of the Secretary of State.
Yes.
Okay.
And the Concord Monitor now has a story about this, and apparently some legislators are saying, hey, you know what? It's a silly law. We're going to try to overturn this.
So you're saying that the civil disobedience of people may be resulting in the law being overturned?
It definitely did, because had there not been the civil disobedience, there would not have been the media about it.
Good point.
And there would not have been state reps getting called from the media, hey, do you guys going to do anything about this weird, silly law?
So even though in New Hampshire, again, by the way, for those who don't know, the reason why the three of us are here tonight is together is because of the Free State Project. The idea being, let's get liberty-oriented people, people who love freedom, people that understand that in order to be free, you have to allow others to be free, and that freedom means you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as you don't harm anyone else. We're getting people who think like that to move together, to not to one town like Keene, New Hampshire, but all across New Hampshire. That's the destination. In fact, Ellen, you don't even live in Keene anymore. You live elsewhere in New Hampshire.
Yeah, so that's a long drive.
Yeah, that's the important part, is to get people who love liberty here in New Hampshire. And many of them have already won election to office. But, Daryl, there was a bill you put forth last year that wasn't even introduced by a Free State Project participant. So, you know, even if you don't know people in the state legislature, like, you know, we know people in the legislature here. Even if you don't know people, you can still find some of them that are willing to listen to you and might even be willing to take the bill that you've proposed and actually put it forward. So if you want to learn more about the legislative process, I'll be posting over at keenvention.info. I'll be posting this over an hour-long video of three guys who've got a lot of experience in Concord, and they'll explain to you what, you know, what makes New Hampshire special. There's a lot that really makes New Hampshire special. It's an accessible legislature. It's a citizen legislature. It's people, not lawyers, for the most part, who make up the legislature here. And that means that they're just more average folks involved, and they're easily, you know, more easily able to reach those people. You can have a conversation with them. And some of them will actually take your legislation that you're going to propose and put it forth. And that means, you know, that doesn't happen anywhere else. You can't even talk to the legislature in Florida. Those people don't want to hear what you have to say. That's where I'm from. And they certainly wouldn't give a damn if you proposed some sort of legislation to them. They don't care about you.
Right, but I would agree with you. A lot of people that have positions around here in the government are very easy to approach, very easy to talk to. You know, you can just meet them standing outside sometimes.
Yep. And not that I'm impressed by them. I mean, it's not like I'm awed by their glory or anything like that when I meet them. But it's just nice to be able to meet them as another human being. You know, human to human, they aren't as they're not as snooty, I don't think, generally here.
Right. And the bar that I went to on Tuesday night for trivia with a couple of people here in town, mm-hmm. the Democrats were having their election party at that bar, although they were in the restaurant portion of the place, but they had to walk through the bar to get to the restroom.
Hmm.
And I would point out to my friends, oh, yeah, that's State Rep so-and-so. That's our senator. That's this person. And there were just so many of them. And, you know, in most places, one, they wouldn't be in a regular restaurant. They'd
with
be
the little people.
With the little people.
Or they'll have the back room to themselves or something, right?
And two, you know, I wouldn't have any clue who they were.
Mm.
Be like, oh, yeah, I think I've seen that guy on TV before, but yeah. I don't know who he is.
Yeah, that's a great point. You not only can you reach them just generally by calling them and talking to them at their home or their cell phone, which is usually listed on the state's website, but you see them all around town. I mean, if you're paying if you pay attention to the political process in New Hampshire and you know who the players, you could still be ignorant of it if you wanted to in New Hampshire and just not know anything about it. But if you know who these players are, you see them around. I was driving down the street the other day, and I saw the state senator pass me in the other lane. I mean, it's just, you recognize these folks. I see them multiple times every single year, and that means they see you, and they get to know who you are. And you know, even if they don't really care what you think, at the very least, they have to at least listen to you and, you know, and be there in physical reality, and they can't get away from you. They don't have secretaries. They don't have a staff. In the state house, all they get is a locker. That's all they have.
If they're lucky.
Really?
They don't have enough lockers for all 400.
So is it only the ones who are seniors, or do they do like when I say seniors, like they've been there for a while?
I don't know how they do it.
Drawing lots?
Probably, but I've heard that not everybody has a locker.
Or you could just volunteer to not have a locker, like, oh, it's okay,
right.
I don't need that. Yeah, that's amazing.
I don't know. Maybe it's more of a... You know, the longer you've been there, the more right you have to a locker.
Well, they do give the people who've been there for a while preference when it comes to picking their panels or whatever.
The committees.
The committees.
And then the Senate actually does have, like, a small semblance of something that's a staff. Like, each committee has a clerk.
Ah, okay.
That works in an office in Concord. But that's it.
That's it. So if you want to learn more, go to freestateproject.org, get signed up, and join over 16,000 people who are now pledged to make the move here, just as we've done. We're early movers. The idea is we want to get to 20,000 signatures, 20,000 people who pledged to move, and then there's a five-year window. Once we hit 20,000, there'll be a five-year window where everybody has to make the move up here and get even more active. Already, Free Staters are winning election. Already. And we only have 1,600 people who are here now as part of the Free State Project. What's it going to be like when we have 5,000 or 10,000 people here? We're already being called the single greatest threat to the state. That's already happening, and the move hasn't even officially begun. So why would you want to be anywhere else? 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. More on the Darknet takedown. There's still more to come on that. You can also share your thoughts on anything here at 855-453. This is Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Chuck Woolery here. You know, I've talked before about Australian Dream, the effective arthritis pain relief cream that doesn't burn, isn't greasy, and has no odor. Now there's new Australian Dream back pain cream with all those great benefits. But this penetrating formula can help relieve your simple back pain. And it's backed by an empty jar guarantee. If you're not satisfied, you can send back the empty jar for a full refund. But I don't think you will, because Australian Dream really works. Don't let back pain ruin your day. Get Australian Dream back pain cream at Walgreens.
Hi folks, Ronnie McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Healthcare is a problem, whether you're for or against Obamacare. It's a mess. My question is, who do you trust? Do you want to be told what to do, or do you want to make your own decision? My opinion, preventative maintenance. Keeping your colon clean is preventative maintenance. A little exercise, a balanced diet, and drinking Life Change Tea. It tastes great, and it helps with constipation, high cholesterol, liver problems, acid reflux, and much, much more. And with the holiday season upon us, you can get some extra tea for free. Don't wait for Obama. Make your own decision. Order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. or you can log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Ridding yourself of harmful toxins is truly preventative maintenance. GetTheTea.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. 450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, dial toll free and bring up anything you want at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Thankfully, our site has not been taken down by the federal government at this point, but considering that's, you know, something they can do anytime they want to, well, I'm appreciative of the fact that they haven't.
Do you have a mirror onion or an onion mirror?
No, I don't. I don't. We do have the dot bit, though. So if we do get taken down, you can use the Namecoin service, the distributed DNS service that is Namecoin, to access our sites. So
assuming that the server doesn't get taken down.
That's a good point. In which case we could just put another server up somewhere else. But at this point, they haven't targeted people for speaking out, but what they have done is targeted websites where drugs are being sold. Even though the operators of the sites themselves aren't usually the ones selling the drugs, just the fact that they are purportedly aware that drugs are being sold on those sites is enough for them to be taken out. And so we can tell you more about this deep net or dark net web crackdown or the deep web crackdown that's been going on. 17 people arrested, according to the federal government and the Europol as well. And they claim to have seized over 400.onion domain names from the secretive Tor anonymizing service. Our toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE, and with you in the studio, you've got Ian here.
Ellen.
And Daryl.
Ellen, it's your last night on the show here on Free Talk Live, and it has been wonderful having you on with us for several months now. I don't know how long it's
been.
It's been a
wonderful experience, and I appreciate every moment of it.
But you don't get a regular paycheck here, and you actually have a job that is now expanding to include Friday nights. So you will sadly have to leave our airwaves, but that won't be the last that listeners can hear of you. You told me off the air that every now and then you appear on Puke in the Gang.
Once in a while. I wouldn't count on it as a regular thing, but yes, that's as far as I know, that's the only media that I'll be on right now.
Well, obviously, we would love to have you back doing a regular thing in whatever form, so hopefully that will happen someday, and I'm sure you'll let us know.
Yeah, I hope so. I guess I just have to work that out and, you know, get up the motivation to do something like that, because it does take a lot of work. It's not like you just happen to have a radio show one day.
Yeah, nope.
Yeah, it takes a lot of commitment and a lot of planning, and I will let you guys know if I ever do start something.
Could there be a resurrection of ALP?
ALP, which was her show with Allie Havens?
Yes, that was very fun, and I've always wanted to resurrect that, but as far as I can see, that's long gone and may never come back.
Yeah, not everything.
What about
comes
ELP,
back.
Ellen's Liberty Podcast?
Ooh.
Well,
you never know.
That could be a potential. We'll see.
So we'll keep our ears open for you, Ellen. And, of course, like I said, it's been great having you on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, well, thank you. It's been great being here every night. And, you know, I wouldn't take back a moment of it.
So our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We've been talking about the crackdown, the global crackdown. By the way, one of our producers, SciFace, sent me an interesting link, which has a list as of August of 2014, which are the most popular underground websites. And the way they're determining this is the total number of items listed on one of these black market sites.
Okay.
Interestingly, Silk Road 2.0 was number 2 on this list. It was a close 1 and 2, but...
Sheep?
No. Sheep Marketplace has been gone for quite a while. They actually ripped off their customers. Sheep Marketplace was one of the startups that happened in the dust of Silk Road 1.0, and it was taken down last year. And a lot of people were very concerned with these startups, saying, well, these guys don't have any credibility. Who the hell are they? I mean, Sheep Marketplace? How do we know they're not going to take people's money from them? Well, some people obviously were willing to risk it because they want to buy drugs. And
right.
So they went on the Sheep Marketplace and they put their money in. And, you know, for a while they were able to get drugs out of it. So it looked like it was good. It looked like it was working. And then, poof, the operators of the site took $100 million worth of Bitcoin from people. So, yeah, no more Sheep Marketplace. So as of August 2014, the number one drug darknet commerce site is Agro Marketplace.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Now, Silk Road right behind them. I mean, Silk Road was a very, very close second. There's a site called Evolution, which was in third place. And according to the list of sites they have taken down, Evolution was not on that list. I've never visited the Evolution site, so presumably it's still online. Pandora, that was on the takedown list. Blue Sky, Andromeda was one of the top ones, and then they get smaller from there.
So I wonder if, since Pandora was, or no, Evolution was the third largest business that was not mm-hmm. taken down, do you think maybe they sold out some of the other sites? They were like, hey, I've got
it.
A tip.
I don't think they know.
I know that this probably, like, most likely did not happen, but I'm just thinking, like, if we put on our tinfoil hats for a moment. And
well, in the real drug war, in the real life one, yeah, that stuff happens all the time.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, if this was a real scenario where there was, like, drug kingpins fighting over business, then maybe they'd take out their competitors.
Well, you mentioned Kingpin, and that's actually one of the charges that Ross Ulbricht is facing.
It's true.
Is that Kingpin charge. I don't think that Blake Benthal has the Kingpin charge.
He doesn't, at least not yet. That doesn't mean they can't add that later on. So back to the Wired.com story here about the crackdown, talking about how it's still not known how the feds have identified where these sites are. Now, there has been some suggestion that one of the sites was... or one of the hosts was hosting multiple sites, and that's how they grabbed so many different onions that they've taken down. But still, it's not known how they did it. And when asked how Operation Onimus located the sites, Europol's spokesperson was unapologetically secretive. He said, quote, "This is something we want to keep for ourselves. The way we do this, we can't share with the whole world because we want to do it again and again and again," unquote. The organization that created and maintains Tor, the nonprofit Tor project, said it didn't have any more information on Operation Animus's techniques, but it downplayed the threat of a vulnerability in Tor safeguards for the tough-to-trace sites it protects known as Tor Hidden Services. Their spokesman said, quote, "It sounds like old-fashioned police work continues to be effective. It could be that law enforcement targeted common people or organizations running these hidden services, or a hosting company, or something more mundane than a hidden service exploit." And we do know that with Silk Road 2.0, they did have an undercover agent in the operation of the site from the very beginning, which led them to be able to gather a lot of evidence that they otherwise wouldn't have been able to gather. Despite whatever tricks Europol and its American counterparts use to unmask the sites, several of the most popular dark web drug markets have nonetheless eluded them. A study by the nonprofit Digital Citizens Alliance in September found that the six most popular Tor-based markets by total product listings were Silk Road 2, Agora, Evolution, Pandora, Andromeda, and Blue Sky. Operation Animus captured fully half of those top sites, but Agora, Evolution, and Andromeda remain online and will likely absorb many of the refugee buyers and sellers from the law enforcement bus. In fact, Agora had already passed the Silk Road in total product listings with more than 16,000 mostly illegal offerings, and the fast-growing marketplace Evolution was already on pace to soon take the second-place spot in the underground economy. I mean, at this point, there's a good chance somebody's going to launch a site and put the Silk Road logo on it and call it Silk Road 3.0, but I think that it's not going to be as effective as it was previously.
And I think at this point, with so many of these websites being taken down, it's really just survival of the fittest. So whoever's the smartest at running their site is the one that's going to stay alive the longest and make the most profit.
Man, it's got to be a scary thing to whoever it is that's in charge of Agora Marketplace, which is the number one site right
They're
now.
They're loosening their tie a little bit as
you
they read
know
this.
You know it. I mean, that's got to be really nerve-wracking. I would recommend, if you're listening, Agora Marketplace operator to Free Talk Live, please don't live in the United States. If you live in the United States, as has Blake Benthal and Ross Ulbricht,
they were both in the same city.
In San Francisco, yeah. If you do live in the United States, please start making a plan to move as quickly as possible. Now, I don't think that's going to necessarily keep you safe, because as they've said here, there have been over a dozen countries involved in these 17 arrests, and law enforcement does tend to cooperate on these matters globally.
Of course they do.
All right, but if, as John Grissom says, you cannot be found in South America, so just...
John Grissom has said that? Is that? I don't know if it's true.
Well, in most of his novels, the heroes will escape to South America.
Well, there have to be places where you're safer, right? I mean, there have to be places where the cops are just like, whatever.
Inside the Ecuadorian embassy in London.
It's pretty safe, at least for Julian Assange. So Operation Animus comes just after a year, about a year after the takedown of the original Silk Road drug site and the arrest of its alleged creator, Ross Ulbricht. In an open letter to Attorney General Eric Holder last week, New York Senator Charles Schumer called for a renewed crackdown on the flourishing dark web sites that have filled the void left by the original Silk Road. And that appears to be exactly what is happening. Their spokesperson in Europol says, "This is just the beginning of our work. We will hunt these sites down all the time now. We've proven we can work together, and we're a well-oiled machine. It won't be a risk-free run to run services like this anymore." We are out of time for tonight, but we'll be back tomorrow. Join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com and Daryl's site, fpp.cc. Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
Khalid lives in Gaza. He makes his living as a taxi driver. The engine in his old beater blew up. Now, he makes good money driving people in his cab, but he couldn't afford the $1,300 for a new engine. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the engine, and he's back on the road. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference. One cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel anytime. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.